Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Christian.
We have Mandy on the phone. A moment ago, we were talking about how Chris Dim and I differ when we go out to eat, and Biggie has noticed this. Chris Dim will ask the server's name, and then we'll refer to them by name.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they give their name, that's how usually how it works. I don't usually ask.
Oh, you
don't,
but, yeah.
But, I mean, if you look at these things over and over again online, surveys, quizzes, what have you, they'll say you can judge a lot about, you can tell a lot about a person about how they treat servers and waiters.
Mm. What do I do? Do I ever use a name?
No.
I never use the name.
You don't know any names. And he's over here like, hey, Zach, can we get another shrimp cocktail?
This was on the house, Mr. Dim.
Yeah. Absolutely, Mr. Dim. Anything for you.
What do I do? Snap and point at my water. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Mandy's on the line, has had some experience being a server.
Yeah, hey, I'm from Raleigh. Actually, Chris Dim, I waited on you and your wife when you came through Raleigh for a concert.
Oh, wow.
And anyway, Chris Dim and his wife and their friends were so super nice. And being a server, like I've been since on and off since I was 16, it's just a matter of being nice to the servers. And there are some people that are really nasty. And you better know that all the servers are talking about them.
Yeah, sure, that's true. I always.
But on the other hand, everybody talks really, really nicely about people like Chris Dim, who are very respectful and polite.
Yeah, when he leaves, that's what the. I was with him once at a lunch, and as we were leaving, the chef raced out and said, "I've got some tomatoes for you."
He brought him tomatoes.
Yeah, he just plucked them that morning.
I plucked these this morning. We were going to use them in our salads, but. I want you to have them instead.
Please take them.
Take
for
them
you.
Instead. And Chris Dim's like, thanks, Victor.
Thanks, Chef.
What are you going to do? You know, that's what,
I'll see you soon.
It's how you treat people. You heard her say, and boy,
oh,
if you're
yeah.
nasty. And she took a big
They
pull.
Remember.
Everybody looks at me. You know.
Oh,
Mandy,
yeah.
Mandy was great. She works at a place called Margo's. Fantastic.
You remember it.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, we went to the Hootie and the Blowfish show.
Okay. Wow. I don't ever...
You wouldn't need it a place like that anyways.
No.
I went by a place the other day. Machete is this high dollar place here.
You would never.
Everybody says, what
it's
do you
not
do?
For you.
No. I say, should
drive
we,
on.
Well, it was our anniversary. I said, should I take my wife to Machete? And she's like, no, mm-hmm. no, that's not for you.
So, this foam tastes like mussels. Did you not just want to bring me mussels then? You're missing the point of being here.
Underneath this cloche is smoke from a crab.
I don't understand.
A crab?
Yeah.
No, just the smoke.
Smoke from a crab. That's what they do when you watch The Bear.
Yeah.
They'll do stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden they'll reveal like smoke that you breathe in. And it's just like, why would I want that?
It's the sea.
Why would I want this?
This one bite will taste like nachos. Well, can you just bring me nachos? No.
No.
I'm not the right person to watch.
No.
A lot of times they'll go through
this
so
looks
much.
Like a piece of pine straw. It's forest floor.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of thing they do.
Yeah, you're not meant for tasting menus
neither am I.
We belong at the Outbacks, the Longhorns, the
any place that has tweezers back in the kitchen, you guys don't belong there.
I can't believe when I see that. I watch
tweezing plate prep.
The show The Bear, they're doing that and I always think to myself, why are they going through all this? Mm-hmm. You know? And just throw out the piece of salmon and let's go. Outback. Perfect example.
Yeah.
A blooming onion.
Cracker Barrel's looking to update. Maybe you guys should head back.
You see this? Cracker Barrel wants a younger...
They need a younger clientele. The olders are dying.
That's right. They're going more... I have that. This is a big deal.
Well, I noticed that they... Remember, I think it was about a year ago they started serving alcohol.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
Is it just test markets?
Well, I can't remember. Now I think you can get, a mimosa.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that, again, trying to appeal to the youth, but...
Yeah. Yeah, let me see what they're doing. I just read it. Cracker Barrel targets younger diners with a refreshment of their decor. They're going to go overhaul
the country store.
Oh, no.
Lighter paint, brighter decor, fewer antiques, more modern, inviting atmosphere.
You know what you do there? You risk losing the current customers and not getting the young.
Yeah.
You're playing with fire, really.
Yeah, you really are.
Mm-hmm. Menu innovation, introducing new menu items.
When you think of Cracker Barrel, you think innovation.
Simplify.
Instead of five pancakes, it'll be six.
Yeah. The Uncle Herschels will now come with a vape.
Simplifying some of their cooking processes for some dishes.
How much more simple
I don't even
simple
know what that
you,
means.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, I always thought the menu was pretty simple.
I didn't do it's bacon and eggs, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's meatloaf. Party home style feel. Yeah.
Technology integration, incorporating digital payment options like Apple Pay and Google Pay, and exploring a loyalty program to enhance the dining experience, catering to a tech-savvy customer.
Well, I understand updating the payment. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yep. That's for Cracker Barrel. Yeah,
but I'll tell you, the thing is, part of the way they sold stuff was you had to go pay. Like, you know,
yeah,
you
you're
paid,
out in the area.
You paid out in the store. They gave you a ticket. True. You paid out in the store. And that's when I was
surrounded by candy.
Yeah, that's when I would talk my parents into buying candy sticks and everything else. And they'd like, all right, fine. Yeah.
Good point. Brand is increasing its focus on digital marketing and social media to reach younger demographics.
Well, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, bring it to me, Cracker Barrel.
They also will expand catering and kitchen and delivery. Introducing Chicken and Biscuits and the Pancake Kitchen.
Delivery,
yes, there.
They've been on the DoorDashes and the Grubhubs for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, though, I did it one time when COVID time didn't hold up well.
Too cold?
Didn't travel well, yeah.
That's breakfast, eggs.
Yeah,
you don't think about that traveling.
Breakfast is a hard travel food unless you're getting like a, frankly, unless you're getting something fast food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. Two more things. Value and affordability. Cracker Barrel will emphasize value through initiatives like early bird deals and targeted marketing messaging. And finally, reaching out to multicultural communities. The brand is working to broaden its appeal to diverse communities through marketing and menu adjustments.
Mm.
They'll have something for everyone.
I always thought of Cracker Barrel as kind of a
diverse,
everybody, you know,
everybody place, likes it.
Walk in there, you saw all people eating.
I mean, it's a tried and true. Maybe they're losing customers. I don't know, but you're right. They do risk.
Yeah, sales were down.
Well, they risk not getting younger people and losing the core.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck to them. I mean, look, my daughter just found Cracker Barrel without us about a year ago when she was on a road trip with her friends. And she said, where's this been all my life?
That's how everybody finds it.
She loved it.
I don't know if I've ever eaten at a Cracker Barrel in my own town.
She loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, she said,
the first time you go, it's life changing.
Oh, yeah.
It is fantastic.